please describe downstream activities and how they're influencing marketing strategy?
So what we're finding is that in industry after industry, the value that customers see in their purchases is being added in the downstream activities. Those are activities related to the interaction with the customer. They're related to distribution. They're related to all the non-product activities that occur after the product leaves the factory. And we're finding that a large chunk of the value that consumers pay for, a large chunk of the value that they see in their purchases, and a large percentage of the value that they come back for or become loyal for, occurs after the product leaves the factory. And so in the downstream activities. And to take an example, in the beverage industry, for example, a consumer may purchase a can of cola at a supermarket as part of a 24-pack for about 25 cents per can. But the same consumer the next day, if it's a hot day and they're in the park, having been in the park for a couple of hours, they'd gladly drop $2 to $3 into a vending machine to get a can of Coca-Cola, which is chilled. It's served in a single-serve format, one can at a time, and it's located where the consumer wants it to be. In other words, at the point of thirst. So when you look at the value that the consumer is receiving and paying for, in fact, paying a 700% price premium for, that the value addition occurs in not in the can of cola, but in the way the can of cola is presented at the point of thirst in a single serve format and chilled. So those are the kinds of downstream activities that can add tremendous amounts of value to products and for which consumers are willing to pay. When you compare that to activities in the upstream, where many companies try to focus on things like cost cutting, they may realize 2 to 5% economies in their production or in their logistics or in their supply chains. But when you compare that to a potential 700% price premium that can be captured by presenting the product the way the consumer wants it to be presented, any sort of upstream initiative pales in comparison. So these downstream types of activities, they create value for consumers, they allow companies to capture value, they create loyalty, and they create competitive advantage. And that's what Tilt is about. My book, Tilt, which talks about this shift from upstream value creators to downstream value creators.
So what can a marketer do to tap into those effective downstream activities and adapt to this change?
So marketers need to look at things from the perspective of the consumer and ask, what is it that the consumer is buying here? How do they interact with us? How do they find out about us? Where do they get information? How do they use that information to form an evaluation of our brand? How do they compare our brand with other brands in the market? How do they eventually choose? How do they buy? How do they acquire the product, store it, dispose of it? So all of those activities are related to customer interaction. And at each stage of those activities, the customer incurs some costs or some risks in doing business with us. So every single interaction that they have with us is fraught with cost and risk. And if we can start to ask how we can cut those costs and risks by looking at things from the perspective of the consumer, we create potential, we create the possibility for innovating in the downstream. Historically, innovation has always been an upstream sort of activity, better products or better features. And that narrow definition of innovation is now broadening as we realize that innovation efforts are required in the downstream to create better forms of value for the consumer by reducing the costs of interaction with us and the risks of interaction with us.
What types of market research techniques are you seeing marketers do to tap into the downstream activities and the consumer reactions to them?
Well, there's, you know, today there's more data available on consumer behavior than has ever been available before. And much of this data is incidentally produced. That is, it's produced as the consumer goes about their they go about their consumer's life. They drop cookies, they drop crumbs, they drop all sorts of data that can be harnessed to understand their consumer behavior, their choices, their comparisons of different brands, their sources of information. All of those can now be much better understood than has been in the past. So we now know the consumer, and we know what their goals are, and we know what their sources of cost and sources of risk are. And using that information, we can cut their, and we can create innovations in the downstream. But one way to think about it is, we also live in an era today where offering consumers products and looking at their reactions is often less expensive than conducting formal surveys. And so offering them prototypes, offering consumers concepts that may not exist yet, all of that can be done online, and their reactions can be gauged in an actual shopping environment kind of situation. And that, I think, creates a potential for understanding consumer behavior and the source of consumer value much more than has been the case in the past.
Professor Duarte, could you just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do, and a little bit more about your book, Tilt?
Sure. So Tilt is, Tilt captures this shift from the upstream to the downstream. And the questions it asks are, what happens, what is the strategic shift about, and what does it mean for marketers to create value in the downstream? How do we change the definition of innovation? And it's applicable across a wide variety of industries. And I wrote the book after having worked as a consultant with companies such as BMW, such as McCain Foods, such as Cadbury's chocolates, and so on. And so the idea is really to understand this shift that is taking place from the upstream to the downstream, and to capture that shift and understand its implications for organizations.
Thank you for your time, Professor Duarte.
Thank you very much.